Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about people who ask hypothetical questions in an attempt to lead born-again believers away from biblical standards. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
They are going on hypotheticals. They ask hypothetical questions and seek to give an answer to say, see, you don't need that anymore. You don't need those standards. You don't need that word of God, that King James. You don't need to be faithful to God. You don't need to do this and that. You don't need to dress up to go to church. You don't need. Why are they saying those things? Because they've gone from the word of God. They're trying to get people to go their way. And so that's what they do. They start giving some hypothetical things. They ask hypothetical questions. Are you saying if a man didn't have a coat and tie on at church that he's a sinner and evil and bad? And see, they try to get you to answer that in a way. And so why are you down on him? You know what? Well, see, he's avoiding anything about the respect for God, respect for his house, his kindness. Now, if you want to wonder, does God really care how people are clothed? Well, Adam and Eve got clothed in some leaves. God put coats of skin on them. Now, I don't know about you, but as I read the Word of God, it lets us know that when we get raptured, we're going to have a body fashioned like in His glorious body, but He's going to put us in robes of righteousness. We're not going to be up there in His holy presence in our shorts and our t-shirts. No, we're going to be up there in righteousness and true holiness and in the place where love is great. It's all right. It's almighty. And the flesh has nothing to do with it whatever. And His glory is eternal, not like the passing fads of this world. Do you remember when success hit your life? Did you take credit for it? Or could you see the hand of Jesus in it? Something to think about. Now, let me give you another thing here about these hypotheticals. The Sadducees came to Jesus and told the story of the woman who had married a man, and the man died later. But he has seven brothers. So she marries the next brother in line. That one dies. She marries the next brother. I don't know. If the first six had died, if I was that seventh brother, when that sixth one had died, I would have been moving out of town and getting as far away from there as possible. But all seven of them die. They all died. All those brothers died. All of them were married to her. One, it was in that day. That's the way they did. Didn't have a son to raise into that first brother. Then they didn't have a son to raise into the next brother, the next brother. They never had a son to raise up. And so that was it. And that finished off all the brothers. Then this lady dies also. Now, they asked Jesus, whose wife shall she be in the resurrection? Whose wife is she going to be in heaven? They've given a hypothetical situation. Well, she's going to be somebody's wife, isn't she? I mean, she was married to all of them, so she needs to be one of them. When they get to heaven, they're going to be one of them. So, obviously, whose is it going to be? You say, why would they ask a question like that? Well, see, the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. They were sad, you see, because they didn't believe in a resurrection. They thought this life was it. Now, how does Jesus deal with it? He gives them scripture. Remember what Jesus said about the scriptures? When he was talking to the Father there in John 17, noted as the high priestly prayer of Jesus as he's getting prepared to go to the cross. He says, "Thy word is truth." There's no error. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth." The word is true. So we need to act in all of our ways on the word of God. So he told them this as he's talking to these Sadducees. They do err, not knowing the scriptures. Well, yeah, they don't know the scriptures. And if they do, they didn't believe them. See, their belief is not in a bodily resurrection. Maybe your spirit resurrects, but there's not going to be a bodily resurrection. And they go up there, well, if you believe in bodily resurrection, all right, then whose wife is she going to be? All seven of them had her. God, the Lord straightened him out right there. And so they thought they had Jesus over a barrel. They thought they really had pulled one on God. And, you know, the devil still thinks that. He'll do things and thinks that he pulled one on God, and God didn't. They didn't do that to God. The devil will never do anything to God and be victorious at it. So they are trying to put Jesus on the spot. That is the dumbest thing anybody could ever do. Now, let me insert here. Some adult children got upset with either a father or a mother when one of them died. Let's just, for illustration's sake, let's just say the mother died and the father remarries. And it could be the other way around. The father dies and the mother remarries. And the children are upset after the one of those died and their other parent got remarried. They think that is against their mom, or it's against their dad, whichever one it was that died. They think that is a terrible thing. But really, if your wife died, or if your husband died, whatever your case may be, you're not married any longer. You will not be sharing the same mansion in heaven. Jesus said that you're as the angels. He told the Sadducees that. Angels are spirits, and spirits do not beget children. Both parents are dead in Christ. They're in heaven. But understand that every saved person is part of the bride of Christ. Yes, there are mansions. Christ will meet us in the mansion that he has prepared, each one separately, and we'll meet him in the air, and he will meet with us in those mansions. Now, I'm not going to go to John 14 right now, but John 14, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now, he says that. There's a real great teaching about marriage. There's a real great teaching there about the relationship with Christ. He is creating the mansion, and those will be times that we spend with him. But I'm just saying, as far as a husband and wife here on earth, waiting for the resurrection, one died, they're waiting. They can't wait till they get up to see them. No, they'll see them there if they were both saved, but they're not living as husband and wife any longer. You don't want to have a spouse on earth that is really attacking Jesus in heaven for taking their husband or their wife away from them, because they know they're going to see them again. But they will have a mansion. Look, my dad died back in 2018, but after my mother died in 1992, he was single for a few years, and then he remarried. That wife eventually died. Now, and died before he did. Now, he doesn't have two wives in heaven. They're there. The marriage ended in both cases when one died. But because both of those ladies were saved, they're part of the bride of Christ. They'll have their own mansion in heaven, and he'll have his own mansion in heaven. The mansion was prepared for them. And to be quite honest with you, they don't want to have their spouse to share it with. They want to share it with the Lord Jesus Christ. But they do want their see their spouses again. I believe that when my dad did go to be with the Lord, he saw both of them, and there was great rejoicing. There was nothing about marriage in it. They were rejoicing in Christ. Jesus in heaven. And they're in heaven with him if both of them are saved. They both will have a place in heaven that they share with the Lord Jesus Christ individually. But now let's continue to look at this verse. The term foolish, avoiding these foolish questions, that it right here in verse 9, the word foolish is from the Greek word moros, from which we get our word moron. Okay? Now, you can probably already see where I'm going with this then, can't you? Because he said to avoid foolish questions. So, it's a hypothetical one. They gave a hypothetical story about one woman that was married to seven different men that were brothers, because that's the way it was in the biblical setup. And they think they have something on Jesus. They think that they're really going to put him on the spot on this one. So they ask their hypothetical question. But hypothetical questions are the identifying marks. Understand that. Somebody puts hypothetical questions to question doctrine, to question the Word of God, to question holiness and righteousness. Then, my friend, that is an identifying mark of someone who is a moron in spiritual things. That's what he called it, moros, moron, because it's foolish. It's in spiritual things. They are very foolish about it. And so, they're unknowledgeable in faith and truth, seeking to apply worldly wisdom to biblical truth and understand the wisdom of this world is actually by the Word of God. We're told that clearly in God's Word. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. It's moronic.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.